And it is time for another segment of our book talk. We welcome in Janice Cooper from Taylor's Books and More in downtown Coldwater to talk about one of my favorite subjects, which are books. And of course, summertime is a great time for folks to be reading books and on vacation, relaxing a little bit. But also want to talk a little bit, Janice, about back to school time, because kids about 2 weeks away from classes here across Branch County really need to think about reading in kids, don't we?
Yes, they have a lot of required reading that they need to do during the summer, and then always important, just reading for fun.
All right. So what are some of the things that Taylor's Books and More gets involved with in conjunction with the schools?
Well, one of our favorite things to do is book fairs, and we've done them with a lot of the elementary schools and with some of the, we've done them with Pansophia and St. Charles also. And we can do them a couple of different ways. We can either bring books into the schools and sell them there, or we can do an in-the-store book fair where we let people come in and shop for a week or two at a time. And anything they buy, we donate part of their proceeds to the school so the school can buy books for their libraries.
At the same time, with the kids and the parents, you know, it can't be just what happens at school for the kids and reading. Bringing books home is a wonderful thing, and parents reading with their kids at home.
Yes, I think the example of parents reading is really important, but also just finding something that a kid will like. There are boys who will only read the Diary of a Wimpy Kid books or sports books. There's a lot of reluctant readers out there, and you have to find something that's really going to appeal to them. So it's important to get them in there and let them see what's available.
How do parents know what to get them? Is it to bring the kid in, or can you guys come up with suggestions?
I think if you bring the kid in and ask them a lot of questions about what they enjoy, that's the best thing to do. But our staff, we have a variety of different interest levels and age of our staff, so it's easy for us to go through and say, this is something we've really liked, or we know other kids who really like this, so we're always willing to give good suggestions.
All right, and you can't go wrong with a gift of a book either. If a kid's got a birthday coming up, or Christmas, or just that special occasion, maybe as a reward.
Yes, I think too many times kids are made to read, and books really do need to be a reward. I think that's very important, that it's a special thing, and, you know.
Something else you guys do at Christmas time is the Angel Tree Project, which is something very, very special for kids, too.
That's always been one of our favorites. It gets kids' books into the kids' hands that may have never owned one before. We figure a lot of these kids haven't, so it's one of our favorite events of the year.
So for back-to-school time for kids, can be a fun time. It can be a rewarding time with a book, and parents can buy into that as well. So when they think of back-to-school shopping, obviously think of a bookstore as well.
Yes, that's great, great gift.
Stop out and browse everything they have at Taylor's Books and More in downtown Coldwater. Janice Cooper with us on this edition of our Book Talk.